There are two groups of people in the world today that this lesson is for. The first group, those people that have solved the biggest public health problem of the 21st century for themselves. They figured out how to be in love with wanting to improve their physical health outcomes. The second group, by far the largest, those people that are disengaged and have no deep involvement in wanting to improve their physical health outcomes and are at risk of sickness, disease, and premature death. How do we get people from the second group into the first group? That's what today's lesson is all about. So let's get started with the new science of physical health.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 3 in my private conversation with Angus Logan from Scotland. So if you've missed episode number 1 and episode number 2 in this lesson series, then go back and listen to those first before you get to this one, which I think this episode, episode number 3, and the conclusion in episode number 4, listen to the title that we've created for this one. The hidden truth about how fat leaves your body and how you can outsmart your metabolism, lose weight forever with this secret fat burning process. Now, I realize that saying something is a secret fat burning process is a headline meant to get people interested and meant to snap people to get their attention and look in this direction. And I want to get people listening to this audio lesson and the final part in part 4. But how can there possibly be a fat burning secret that is yet to be released to the general public? Surely that is stretching the bounds of truth and accuracy. And remember, this program that I have created, the Outsmart Classroom, is based on evidence from PhDs all over the world. So how is that headline not stretching the truth, and how does it remain accurate? Let me explain why I think it is an accurate way to portray this lesson, this episode, and the next episode in this lesson series with my special guest, Angus Logan. In a moment or two, you're going to hear Angus discussing his understanding of how fat leaves the human body when this part of we were having this part of the conversation, and he described it to me in a way which I'd never heard before. That this whole concept about how does fat leave the human body, even that question alone, prior to discussing with Angus, it was never really top of mind. So when he was chatting to me, and I didn't even tell him this at the time, and in fact, until he listens to this lesson, he might not even know this is how I think. But when he described it to me, it was literally like this light bulb had come on for me inside my brain as a teacher. And remember, just thinking about this light bulb moment that I had, if you've listened to my lessons in the Outsmart Classroom or on the free podcast, then you'll know I've had this extensive background in science and health and physical education and physical activity for over 37 years. But I could not get out of my head the way in which Angus described how fat leaves the human body. I'd never heard it said the way he described it. And when I reflected back on it, what he said after our interview, I thought to myself, I could ask a million people the question, how does fat leave your body when you lose weight? And then out of those million people, about 999,990 people would say, I don't know. See, it's not a framework that we are used to understanding. You'll understand multiplication. If I asked you to repeat your 5 times table, 5 times 1 is 5, 5 times 2 is 10, 5 times 3 is 15, and so on up to 5 times 12 is 60. That's a framework you can understand. But so we have this great series of health complications, often catastrophic health complications, as a result of people who have gotten themselves into a situation of being overweight or being classified medically in the obese category. And we have people who are trying to solve that problem around the world so that people don't end up like that, or if they do, find ways to help people get out of that situation, which the real reason most people don't want to be in that situation is because they don't emotionally doesn't make them feel great. Now, that's quite obvious, the driving force behind why people want to lose weight. But the reality is, from a physical health outcome point of view, there are complications associated with having too much weight or being classified as medically obese. So I can ask a million people, and maybe 10 people, and I don't even know if that's stretching it, could answer the question confidently about how does fat leave the human body. So this is why I confidently say to myself, the title of this lesson is real. How fat leaves your body is a hidden truth to most of us. And most people will never learn how to outsmart their metabolism and lose weight forever with this secret fat burning process we're about to cover inside this episode of today's lesson. So we're going to split it up over this lesson, lesson number three, episode three and episode four. And then I'm going to share with you exactly what Angus told me about fat burning that I know after 37 years of teaching, most health and PE teachers like me around the world, they wouldn't be able to describe it the way that Angus does. And then think about this. If they don't know the concept that he's mentioned, then they're not going to teach it to their millions of students around the world in their classes. I did this web class back in 2020 that was to a group of teachers in one part of the world, and it was recorded live, and we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of teachers, like me, health and physical education teachers, tuned into that live recording from this one location in the world. By the very next day, there were 2,800 teachers that had watched that live interview that went for an hour. It wasn't even a live interview. It was a live recording. And 200 teachers had tuned into that particular episode, which is an early version of my Outsmart classroom, where I teach people to learn to live longer. And the reason I have that classroom is because not everybody in the world can come to the one location where I teach here in Sydney. I'm teaching hundreds of students each week, but now thousands and thousands of people can be taught around the world. Those 2,800 teachers that tuned into that early version of the Outsmart classroom, they are responsible for approximately 1 million students in that region that they're from. And we've still got that clip available on that full-length one-hour presentation available on our social media. So back to what we're talking about. I don't think most teachers around the world understand what Angus is about to say and have never heard it in the way, because I know I hadn't. So if the leaders, the teachers like me in classrooms, don't know the process of how fat leaves the human body, then how can we expect the next generation of young people, teenagers, children, then teenagers, and young adults, how can we expect them to understand how to avoid becoming overweight or obese, or how to get rid of it once it happens? We can't. But what about the generation after that, and the generation after that, and so on? How do they ever get to learn how to outsmart their metabolism? Because remember, in most countries that listen to this program, there's about 91 of them right now at the time of recording, they don't know how to outsmart their metabolism. There's about 63% thereabouts overweight and obesity in all the countries that listen to this program. If we don't get this lesson that I've created from my interview with Angus into the classrooms all over the world, that's why I've created the Outsmart classroom, because I want that to go out to the world. If we don't get it around the world, then the catastrophic physical and emotional complications from being overweight and or in the obese category, they will just roll on to the next generation, like they have been and like they are. See, Angus, myself, and the Lumen community that you're about to hear, where we cut off the last episode, we're doing the best we can. This lesson is being used in the Outsmart classroom that's now going out around the world that I've built, as I've said, because not everyone can come to where I teach in Sydney, Australia. Angus is taking this lesson to his community in Scotland, and the Lumen community is taking the lesson to its current community of 50,000 users, which is great. And I'm also sharing part of this lesson with my podcast audience that's currently spread across the 1,157 cities at the time of recording. But that's not enough. We need to get bigger and share it with more, much bigger. We need to reach more people to have more impact. So I'm calling on your help to share this lesson with the community that you belong to. so that you can make an impact in their life. So let's hit the transition bell and get into what Angus said to me about how fat leaves your body and our discussion about this wonderful, clinically validated health technology that he and I both use called a Lumen Handheld Metabolic Analyzer. If you're listening to this lesson and you don't have a Lumen device of your own to use just yet, I provided a link in the lesson notes for you to order one. Over the next two lessons, you'll discover this world about how to outsmart your metabolism and have maximum fat loss. I know that you will have never heard of what Angus is about to share with you, unless you're probably already a part of this 50,000 strong Lumen community or part of Angus's community. So here is part three of my conversation with Angus Logan from Scotland. Then at the end, I'm going to come back and wrap up this lesson, this episode, and give you a preview of the next episode and the final part of the lesson. His transition bell back across to Angus.
Began to talk about the whole experience with this metabolic analyzer, this handheld device. And I think he mentioned something in the first part of the interview that led me into, really got me thinking, just the way that you phrased a particular aspect of using this metabolic analyzer, where, and then also I'm reading that I've got this title in front of me, something you did about 4 months ago, Why You Need a Lumen Metabolic Device and a Review After 2 Years of Using It. So you must have got onto this piece of technology pretty early after it came out. Is that right? It was pretty soon after it came out?
Yeah, I mean, Lumen had like a Kickstarter, but I don't know about your Facebook, but I get loads of ads for Kickstarters and I mostly just ignore them because if a product's good enough, it will come to mainstream market and then I can just, you know, pick it up from a official website and get the product. So it was just kind of shortly after. So 2019, it was Black Friday. They had a bit of a Black Friday sale. Yeah. And I just thought, yeah, I'm gonna go for this. I really just need something new in the fitness space. And I like buying stuff for two reasons. One, if it's a game changer, awesome. And also just to go, hey, look, this is useless. Don't bother buying this. So yeah. So you know, I bought it 2019 Black Friday. It arrived 2020 in March. Back in those days, it would be like a long delivery. Now you get it in about 7 days, you know, if that.
Wow.
which is you know, amazing. And then the device came and I just started playing with it. And Lumen itself, the device and the app, the device hasn't changed, but the app has updated and updated and updated and updated, and they just make it better and better and better. So when I first got Lumen, you had to do 3 breaths to do your morning breath, and it was so sensitive and such a pain in the ass sometimes to do it that, you know, it would miss a breath, and then you would have to like redo it. So sometimes, and then it would be like, oh, you've done too many failed attempts. You have to wait 5 minutes to go again.
Oh.
But now they've got it down to like one classy breath. It's good. And even with that, like I'm making it sound worse than it was. But I started seeing how, let's take something really obvious. One of the very early experiments I did on YouTube was just, I did some high intensity exercise. I ate some gummy bears. And then I just wanted to see what would happen. And, you know, after exercise, you're most insulin sensitive. You burn through glycogen in your muscles. So your muscles should be empty. So if you eat some gummy bears or some jelly babies, in my case, they should absorb into the muscle. And that's exactly what I found. And I thought, wow, that's you know, really cool. So I did a bunch of other experiments to see how different things affected my body. And it was really cool. Like one of the main really exciting things with Lumen is you do some exercise,
yeah,
and it gives you feedback. You know, like the Lumen community, we're floating about 50,000 people in there, and not everyone gets the same feedback. So
yeah,
some people are like, oh, I did high intensity exercise and I'm, you know, burning carbs for 2 hours after. I'm like, well, then maybe high intensity exercise isn't for you at that level or for that duration. You know, play about with it and see what it's like. I'm just playing around with different intensities of exercise and different durations of exercise to see what works for you as an individual. And don't be so dogmatic with your training. I think a lot of people buy Lumen because they're lost somewhere, but then they're not willing to change what they're doing. Where the device gives you feedback.
A lot of the audience that I'm teaching through the Outsmart series, the Outsmart platform, my classroom, I'm drawing a lot of people that are completely, they left high school in whatever country they live in. They might have done some sport when they were at school, or if they did, they went and did what most people do, go out into the working world, and there's no more sport in terms of daily organization. So they stop all their physical activity. And many of the people that I teach about, you know, wanting to create metabolic and physiological health adaptations, those people haven't done anything for years. Just walk me through how the Lumen device works so that the novice person, as it were, can understand what this thing actually does from your perspective as a personal trainer.
Okay, so the device measures one thing simply. It measures the CO2 in your breath. And a lot of people don't know, when you lose fat, it comes out as CO2 in
your breath. Oh, now that's the statement that you made that I think is you may not have come up with it, but just saying it like that as the, you know, a couple of average people here, rather than hearing it on a stage at some fantastic TED talk or whatever it might be, is that you lose fat coming out of your breath. So keep going with that. That's very interesting.
So you lose fat coming out of your breath. So 84% of it comes out as CO2. The other 16% comes out as water, fluid. You either urinate it out or you sweat out. It just becomes H2O in the body. And sometimes people get freaked out with CO2 and H2O. H2O, just water. CO2, just carbon dioxide coming out. So when you breathe into the Lumen, there's a device called the metabolic cart, which the Lumen's based on, and it's a really expensive machine. I think we discussed it last time. And basically, the more carbon you breathe out, the more carbohydrates you're burning. The less carbon you breathe out, the more fat you're burning. And your body's always using a ratio. Lumen breaks it down really simply into a 1 to 5 scale. So 1 is predominantly fat, 2 is, you know, kind of 80% fat, a 3 is kind of 50-50, a 4 is sort of 80% carbohydrates, and a 5 is fully carbohydrates. So the concept of Lumen is based on this concept of metabolic flexibility, which is you should be able to use the right fuel source for the right activity. The way I describe it, it's like a hybrid car. So maybe the hybrid car uses electricity while you're driving around town under 30 miles an hour, and then anything over 30 miles an hour when you get on the motorway, you need to use petrol. Some people are broken, so they can only go at, say, 10 miles an hour before they start using petrol. And if they start using petrol, they're going to run out of petrol, then they have to refill petrol. And this is the same with the body. Some people are stuck. They're not very good at burning fat. They're really good at burning carbohydrates. They'll be referred to as sugar burners. And those people are kind of stuck. And if you're burning carbohydrates, and we don't store as much carbohydrates as we do, you're going to get cravings for carbohydrates. Carbohydrates generally in the world don't come alone. So if you have a donut, about 50% of the calories in a donut are coming from fats as well. So you're getting this unnecessary fat along with the carbohydrate. So when you're using a Lumen, it will tell you what fuel source you're using. So the main measurement is the morning measurement. So after a good night's sleep, and, you know, sleep's a whole separate topic, but let's just assume you got a good night's sleep. You should be waking up, well, with a 1 or 2 in the morning. Some people will have this cortisol spike in the morning. And all that is this hormone, cortisol, that releases energy in the body. And some people will have that because of metabolic issues, or they had a bad night's sleep. But Lumen can kind of tell you that. So if you wake up burning carbs and there's no real reason for it, you didn't eat carbs too close to bedtime, you had a good night's sleep, and, you know, based on you know, not just this morning's measurement, yesterday's, the day before, and once you build up a few months of data, you should really begin to see patterns on how you're working. If you wake up on a Sunday after an all-night bender weekend, a 4 or 5, there, you know, it's you don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure out what went wrong. Maybe change some of your lifestyle habits.
It's funny you say that. I'll just see for 1 second, because this is the perfect example, right? As I was talking with another physical education teacher yesterday, and I said to them, and we'd finished work, and I said to them, you know what I'm going to do? Like, occasionally I just do this, like, you know, spasmodically, if you like. I said, I'm going to have some food tonight that's just not comfort food, stuff that I'd like to have, and I'm going to switch off the mental approach to saying, you know, what my normal healthy eating pattern would be for the evening. I'm just going to have whatever I feel like. So I have, it's early in the morning yet, I have not yet tested my Lumen score, but I'm expecting it that when I go through it this morning, it's going to be a 4 or 5. But I was mentally okay with that, because I said, no, I've made this active choice to go, I'm just having I ate perfectly well during the day, did my physical activity, hit my target on what's called my health impact score with my heart rate, which is a different topic. And I said, I'm just going to switch off. So I don't do that very often, but I just decide. And I do. I bet you I see this morning that my score is going to be a 4 or 5. So that's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the way you're describing there, I think that's also healthy, just having this flexibility in your lifestyle. You know, like, eating now is, we have the opportunity as a species to eat for comfort.
Yeah.
Maybe not doing it all the time, or we eat for entertainment. We maybe don't want to do it every single night, but once in a while, and that's what metabolic flexibility is the ability to bounce back from that, because we're not doing it so often. And we've got our other health things in place. We've got our sleep routine in place. We've got our exercise routine in place. We should be metabolically flexible enough to deal with that. Where the main sort of problem is, people aren't metabolically flexible because they've spent more time destroying their metabolism, or destroying is maybe a harsh word, but they spend more time destroying their metabolism than repairing and or helping their metabolism.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you find, this is kind of the next part, so if a person gets their score, they might be on a 3-1 morning, a 4 the next, a 5 the next, a 2 the next, or, you know, and that there's a wheel that tells you throughout the week. How do you find the AI coaching on nutrition in terms of the number of grams of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins that it's coaching you, and then you can enter your food? How do you find that process when you're working with people?
That process is various. It really depends on the person. Some people will get this protein, fats, and carbs, and they have no idea which foods contain those macronutrients. They just have zero sort of understanding of that at all, and you've got to kind of build them up from a base knowledge. I always say, if you don't know, you don't know, and there's no shame in that. I don't understand how rockets land on the moon, so I'm not trying to explain it to anyone. So if like, I've been deep in this macronutrient world for a while, so it's easy from my perspective. I look at food and I know, oh, it's, you know, I can guesstimate quite well now. But some people, they don't know that meat contains protein. They don't know that, you know, cream, for instance, is predominantly fat. You know, they don't know that potato contains carbohydrates. They don't know. So that's not their world. And if they want control over their health, they need a little crash course in that. So in the Lumen app, they've actually got they've got one of the tabs is like a breakdown of like a list of carbohydrates, a list of proteins, and a list of fats. And I think that's a good place. I mean, the app itself is so clickable. The amount of questions that I get, that is just found in the app. If you just press everywhere, you know, every little question mark.
Yeah.
Every little word, you can find that out. So Lumen will give you these macronutrients, and protein will normally stay the same every single day, and the fat and carbs adjust up and down. And also, you've told Lumen what your goal is, whether it's fitness performance or fat loss, or metabolic health. And Lumen will generally, it takes 1 to 2 weeks of following those macros as closely as you can. People get really hung up on, you know, getting it down to the, oh, Lumen told me I need to eat 150 grams of protein and I've hit 145. You're very close. You know, close enough is good enough to start with. And, you know, a whole separate topic is just because the food label said this doesn't mean that that's what the food label. So we're trying to just get close enough. And if your goal is fat loss, a little bit under is probably better than a little bit over, just to make sure. And then I think the AI is really interesting. If you follow it, the AI will adjust to how you're doing. So because I've been using it for quite a while, like yesterday was a boost day for me. So that's about 270 grams of carbs. And today is my low carb day. And I get 100 grams of carbohydrates on a low carb day. And I'm very happy with that. Because it used to be, at one point, it was 0 grams on a low-carb day. And I physically just can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it. And then the low-carb day used to be 45 grams, which was really tough. But now 100 grams on a low-carb day is fine for me. I get about 150 grams of protein. And I get 140 grams of fat, which I just don't reach that.
Okay, so that's... So then, you get this, because I get fascinated by all this brand new stuff that comes out, like ChatGPT, this artificial stuff. We're currently, for my platform, the Outsmart Classroom, we're currently getting an AI piece of technology built called DocSmart. So all of the PhDs that I've interviewed, over 100 PhDs, and about their medical research, we're going to take all the content from those interviews, put it into an artificial intelligence so that, because I want my, add all the content from the Outsmart Education platform for people to be able to get questions. And I'd love to be able to, answer 1,000 different conversations a month, but no individual has the time to do that. So we want to have this AI bot, if you like, called DocSmart. It's going to do the answering as it's specifically for the content that's created in the Outsmart platform. And I like how the Lumen device, it pops up with videos on a regular basis. It has a whole lot of, like you said, just go in there and people can get answers. It's like the capacity for you as a personal trainer. Do you find most people, this is something I'm very curious about, do you find most people that you've communicated with about the using the Lumen device, is fat loss their number one thing that they're interested in?
Okay, we're going to find out in episode number 4 of this lesson how Angus answers that question about fat loss and the Lumen Metabolic Analyzer. Don't miss the conclusion to this lesson and the next episode, episode number 4. We're going to pick up exactly where we left off with Angus and he answers that question. In the last lesson, I'm also going to add to the conversation to the narrative by covering these topics. The science of losing weight, a general explanation, and then a detailed explanation. We're going to talk about what is a metabolic cart and how does it relate to fat loss? And how does the Lumen Metabolic Analyzer work to give you real-time feedback about your fat loss? And then Angus is going to describe some really cool real-world experiences with the Lumen Metabolic Analyzer. So thanks for joining me at this episode in here in the lesson where we're talking about now the hidden truth about how fat leaves the human body in the Outsmart series and the people that have succeeded like Angus has, and he's now teaching other people to do the same thing. Can't wait to see you and finish up here in this lesson. See you the next episode. Bye for now.